This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Hot Stocks podcast. We spoke to Kshitij Gandhi, Senior Technical Analyst at SMC Global Securities. He gave us three buy calls and also shared his views on Nifty. After settling with strong gains in the April series, the Indian market began the May series on a negative note, with bears once again taking control. Subdued global cues amid rising tension between the US and China hit the sentiment, while weak earnings of big domestic companies and India's record low April manufacturing PMI data aggravated the worries of investors. On the derivatives front, we are witnessing a continuous addition of open interest at 9,400 and 9,500 call strikes that point towards a limited upside in the prices. On the downside, however, marginal put writing was observed at 9,000 strike, which should act as strong support for Nifty. On the technical front, secondary oscillators and price action is suggesting some consolidation in a broader range of 9,000 to 9,500 in the coming sessions. At the current juncture, traders should remain focused on stock-specific moves and are advised to trade cautiously, tracking global markets, as volatility is likely to grip the domestic market in the coming few sessions. Here are three stock recommendations for the next 3 to 4 weeks. AstraZeneca Pharma is the first call with a target price of ₹3,800 and stop loss of ₹2,700. Upside potential for this call is 18%. After falling back below ₹1,900 in late March 2020, the stock saw a V-shaped recovery on the daily charts and once again reclaimed ₹2,900 levels in a short span of time. At the current juncture, the stock has formed an inverted head and shoulder pattern on the daily charts and also given breakout above the neckline of the pattern formation. The additional volume with the rising price is pointing towards a new upswing in the stock in the coming sessions. Traders can accumulate the stock in the range of ₹3,100 to ₹3,150 levels for the upside target of ₹3,800 levels with stop loss below ₹2,700. Aarti Industries is the second call with a target price of ₹1,302 and stop loss of ₹940. Upside potential for this call is 14%. The stock saw a V-shaped recovery from the lows of ₹670 and managed to once again surpass above its 200-day exponential moving average on the daily charts. At the current juncture, the stock is trading in a rising channel and has given the breakout above multi-month highs along with large volumes. Secondary oscillators on the long-term charts also suggest that the trend is likely to continue towards the north in the coming sessions. Traders can accumulate the stock in the range of ₹1,075 to ₹1,110 levels for the upside target of ₹1,302 with a stop loss below ₹940. Bharti Airtel is the third call with a target price of ₹625 and stop loss of ₹465. Upside potential for this call is 18%. After taking support at its 200-day exponential moving average on the daily interval, the stock has been consistently trading in a rising channel and maintaining its uptrend with the formation of a higher high and higher bottom pattern. However, from the last few sessions, the stock was seen consolidating in the range of ₹480 to ₹530, with constantly holding above its short and long-term moving averages on the daily interval. This week, we have observed fresh breakout into the prices after prolonged consolidation. Additionally, a breakout has been seen above the bullish flag pattern, which suggests further upside into the prices. Traders can accumulate the stock in the range of ₹525 to ₹530 for the upside target of ₹625 levels with the stop loss below ₹465. Remember, all the three stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.